Hello all sentient beings and welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, where we talk about all news, comics, and media related to the... On this weekly episode of Transmissions Alt Mode, we review the original Transformers G1 episode, Fire in the Sky, not to be confused with the 1993 alien abduction movie with the same name. We have news that artist Alex Milne will be drawing some lines on the cover of Transformers issue 12, and it looks like this is the last month you could download Transformers Robots in Disguise on your mobile device. Today is Friday, June 7th, 2019, and this is episode 132 of Transmissions Alt Mode.
Welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, the podcast that ensures whenever it's involved in a desert spheroid projectile battle, we yell, "Hey guys, that's Snow Fair!" After getting nailed in the face with a snowball, I'm your host Daryl, aka Russian Yoshi. Well done, Jeremy, I didn't see that. And I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team, which is just Jeremy, because the rest of the guys suck. How are you, Jeremy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fan-fucking-tastic.
I'm glad that you didn't see that until you had to read it.
Yeah. I very rarely actually will go and edit that part of the intro, so well done. You got me. All right. Top of the show here. Oh, you're getting a good episode, because this is a Daryl hosted episode and Daryl doesn't give a shit. So let's go. Top of the show, donations. This is where we thank you for giving us money. You guys are really helpful to us. We do as much as we can with the money that you send us. We fix the broken shit that we have. And we give you what we can. So we are really backlogged on Declassified. That's everyone's fault but mine. So, blame them. And we'll get one of those out when we can get those guys to do some work.
Can you be? It couldn't be that Charles and Yoshi are not here because they're recording
Declassified. Maybe. Probably not. But maybe. In one of the universes out there, they're not here because they're recording Declassified. We have merch. You want to buy some of our merch? We have merch. You can go to transmissionspodcast.com/shop, and you can find all of our crazy crap there. But we also work with our good friend K-Girl, and she has a TeePublic site, which is teepublic.com/user/superstarK. And she's got some pretty cool shit out there too that she likes to sell. So you can buy stuff from her. We've got her shit linked with our shit, and you can buy everyone's stuff, and everyone gets a little bit of coin in their pocket.
Just go to transmissionpodcast.com/shop first, and then you can go wherever. That gives us a little referral fee.
Perfect. All right. Well, is that enough, Jeremy? Can I move on?
Yeah, I see you took out congratulations.
I didn't have, it was never in his doc.
Oh, nope. It was.
But I'll do it.
Okay, never mind.
We owe some congratulations to our good friend Jimmers, because he was made a doctor, we're assuming. He got an award from the, who did he get an award from?
The American Society of Colon and Rectal Surgeons.
There you go.
It's because he was, he survived colorectal cancer and has started the Electronic Saviors Project, which puts out albums where the money goes to cancer charities, and he's given over $70,000 to cancer charities.
That's cool. Good job, Jimmers.
Yeah.
Hope he didn't shake anyone's hand there. I'm just kidding. That's a colorectal joke. I'm here all night. Anyway, moving on. We got some comic book news. That's right, Jeremy. You're going to play catch-up all night.
I feel sorry for our producer, Mike.
Yep. First up, we got an article from Sci-Fi Wire, who has done a special piece on the Transformers and Ghostbusters comic that's coming out. It's this month, isn't it?
It is at the end of this month. I confirmed with my comic shop last week. It is due to come out June 26th.
That's great. I'm excited now for a comic, a Transformers comic in this month. That's fantastic. Okay, good. So take a look at this. They basically go through the Ashcan that came out a long time ago now, and they're just showing off some of the pages from that. So it's not really spoilery. All the art and all the pages that they show are from the Ashcan, so you're not really getting anything new here. They're showing here in the end of the article that it's supposed to come out on June 19th. So somebody's got the date wrong.
Well, my comic shop checked with, you know, their computer. So
their computer. Oh, all right then.
It wouldn't surprise me that it had been delayed.
No, that's true. Yeah. This article is from June 1st. So yeah. Anyway, take a look if you're interested in that. We're all very excited about this comic coming out because it looks like it's written well. All right, we've got next story is about the IDW Ghosts of Cybertron comic series. We've got this is the same series. Yeah. And we've got some panel art from issue number 3. So not a lot to go on here. It's just a piece of panel art, but it does show Ectotron in there with the looming shadow of Optimus Prime. So,
and you can see how they stamp the Autobot logo.
I do see that.
The only thing in color.
Yep, I do see that. Yep, it's a hard symbol to draw. We know that.
Yeah, it is. Not everyone can make it their own like Alex did.
That's right. But they're artists, so draw the fucking symbol.
If anyone can.
Draw it. Even just, you know, draw it like kind of half-assed. Just draw it. All right, next. We've got line art from the aforementioned Alex Milne for the current Transformers series, what will be issue number 12. Of this series. It does feature Nautica and Road Rage. So looking on this cover, you're getting a nice peek into the future, but you're not getting really any spoilers other than the fact that, hey, I didn't know Nautica was going to be in it, or Road Rage for that matter. But for people who really loved the character Nautica in More Than Meets the Eye, the look is similar. Very similar, but remember, this is Alex Milne, and he kind of came up with the character, so, you know, he's not going to really differ too much from what he designed before, but this is still going to be written by a completely different person, so don't pick up this book saying, oh, great, Nautica's in this, and it be disappointed that it's a different character. So, it might look similar, but they may talk differently. But, yeah, so that's coming out.
This also mentions that Keizama might not be drawing the interiors of this issue.
Oh.
Like the solicitation said.
Okay. Weird.
We'll have to see, I guess.
We're just finished issue 6, so, you know, a lot of the information for issue 12 might not be as reliable as, you know.
Right.
So.
And she's got the Death's Head comic at Marvel.
Sure. Yeah. But yeah, this looks great. Alex Milne is like a superstar, so, you know, it's great that we get to see him back on Transformers again. And lastly, we've got news about the new Transformers comic series, The Cracks Beneath Your Feet. This is not really the series, but it's the arc in the current series. So just some art from it. And not much to go on, but, this is supposed to be, I'm assuming the preview for one page preview to issue 7. And, this was shared by, Tom Waltz, the senior editor and creative development director, manager, yeah. And, yeah, so, well, that's not a lot to go on, but I'm not surprised. We're not giving us much at all. We still don't know what happened to Rubble, so hopefully that will be answered. We're assuming one thing that we're led to assume, but, yeah, we don't know for sure. For me, anyway, I don't kind of count anyone out until I see a body. All right.
Odd that I believe this is a mistake on IDW's part, but they have Beth McGuire Smith listed as author on this, in addition to Brian Reckley.
Right.
I'm pretty sure it's artist.
Yes.
It's her and Cache Whitman.
Mm-hmm. And that's it for comic news. Let's move on to the review.
All right. We are doing something different this week with the review. I don't know if we've done many G1 episodes, or if any, in the history of our show. But with the lack of comics, we are expanding what we review. And with the lack of people on the show to help, we're choosing something that was fairly familiar, and I think we both rewatched it. We were watching the G1 episode Fire in the Sky. And if you would like to watch this, we have confirmed it is on the Tubi TV service for free. And it worked for Daryl in Canada. It works for me in the U.S. So check it out. We'll have a link directly to the episode on Tubi TV. And it worked perfectly fine for me. I had no ads or anything. So it was great. Mm-hmm. And they have all four seasons of G1. So this was episode 7 of season 1 of Transformers. This was written by Dick Robbins, Bryce Malick, and Alfred A. Pigal. It aired originally December 8th, 1984, according to the TF Wiki. So the episode begins with a snowball fight in the desert in the summer. And this doesn't concern Spike at all. He's just so excited to see snow and get pelted in the head by a snowball from Bumblebee, which I would think would have killed him. But Optimus Prime is concerned. I don't know if he's concerned more with the bad puns that he's hearing or the weather itself, but he has Teletran 1 scan the world's temperatures, and Teletran 1 says that they're about 40 degrees below normal and falling. As we switch to the Decepticons, we see them in the Arctic Circle, and they have found a crystal shaft that leads directly to Earth's core. And they're using it to drain the planet's heat and convert that energy into energon cubes. And while they're excavating these caverns that are around the crystal, Rumble uncovers a robot frozen in the ice, and Starscream, as they excavate the robot, Starscream recognizes it as his old friend, Skyfire. Back to the Autobots, they've discovered the source of the Earth's energy drain, and Teletran 1 confirms that there are Decepticons surrounding a crystal in the Arctic Circle. Optimus assembles his team, and they roll out, with Spike and Sparkplug accompanying them, because why not? The Decepticons have hauled, they've taken Skyfire out and are repairing him. And Starscream explains that millions of years ago, before the Great War, Starscream and Skyfire were explorers, and they were charting an unknown planet, which turned out to be Earth. Then a storm separated them, and Skyfire, he believed, was lost. When Skyfire wakes up, Megatron welcomes him and gives a great explanation on why he is right and everyone else is wrong. Skyfire is thankful, and he's concerned about everything being so, you know, warlike when he's a scientist, but because he knows Starscream, he he puts on the Decepticon logo and joins their cause. When the Autobots arrived in the Arctic, Skyfire sees that they're Autobots and starts opening fire on them. Spike and Sparkplug are trapped on a piece of floating ice, and they cry out for help. And Skyfire is confused because the new life forms are at these new life forms he had never seen before. He tries to make friends with them, but they're terrified. And he's like, "Why are you afraid of me?" Spike and Sparkplug are then taken to Megatron because, you know, Megatron would never lie, and he's a great person, according to Skyfire. But Megatron promptly imprisons Spike and Sparkplug, and then they plan the execution of the two humans, and Skyfire is very concerned. Optimus is leading his assault team into the caverns, but a cave-in splits it into two groups. Prime's group finds Sparkplug and Spike, frees them, and the other team finds the crystal. Megatron detects the team immediately and has his Decepticon warriors go after them. Starscream is ordering Skyfire to execute the captive Autobots. Skyfire refuses, and in a fit of rage, Starscream blasts Skyfire unconscious. And then he believes that he also blasts the Autobots to pieces, but Hound tricked him again with one of his holograms, and they escape. As the Autobots try to repair Skyfire as thanks for sticking up for them, they're spied on by Laserbeak, who again is displeased with Starscream's failing to kill Autobots. And then Megatron orders his soldiers to attack all the Autobots. And Prime and Megatron have an awesome battle where they both grab shards of the crystal. And we see some really nice tactics between them, where Megatron at one point twists his legs around and then twists his body around. Optimus spins a shard like a helicopter blade. So it's a great battle. After Skyfire shows up, Megatron orders him to attack Prime, and Skyfire rips off his Decepticon logo, says that he's an Autobot. Suddenly he has an Autobot logo. Then he attacks Megatron and the Decepticons. And Starscream and Skyfire take to the air, and they have a mid-air collision. And Skyfire, with a last ditch, as before he crashes, he blasts some of the ice around the crystal to completely cover it. But unfortunately, he crashed, and he's also covered in the ice. So the episode ends while the Autobots mourn the sacrifice that their new friend had made. So that is Fire in the Sky. And I thought it has been years since I've seen this episode, and I thought it was a really fun episode. I watched it with my almost 5-year-old son, and he was entranced. I don't think I've ever shown him a full G1 episode before. And it had his attention throughout, and he said he really enjoyed it. Like I mentioned, I thought the fight between Optimus and Megatron was great, and I don't think we normally get a lot of good one-on-one fights with them outside of the opening few episodes and the movie. And I don't really remember a lot of one-on-one fights, and this one was great with the shards and stuff. There were lots of puns, at least at the beginning of this. And I was just like, oh, but thankfully they didn't last through the entire episode. I mean, the whole crystal conceit was whatever. And the fact that the humans were able to survive in the Arctic with just the coats that they were wearing. Okay. But the story itself, I mean, it was fun. Starfire is such a great character. I hate that they put him back on ice for a while, but there's a lot of stuff that could be done there, and I think they do later. Daryl, mm-hmm. What were your thoughts on the episode?
This is one of my favorite episodes. And when we were asking each other what we wanted to talk about tonight, this one came to mind right away as something we could do, because it's a simple one single episode, beginning, middle, and end, great backstory with the history between Starscream and Skyfire. You've got the character turn, who, you know, wants to be on the same team as his friend, realizes he made the wrong decision and switches sides, and then essentially dies trying to save them at the end of the episode, which is, it's just a great ending for a single episode of a kids cartoon, which is, this is episode 7 of the Transformers G1 series, right? So, you know, there has not been a lot of history, but they're introducing and killing a character in the same episode. And he would become very ensconced with the, you know, the fandom over the years. I remember this as being one of my favorite episodes just because he was such a cool looking figure. It had nothing to do with the fact that his toy was different. I loved the toy as a kid, but the characterization of Skyfire was just fantastic. It I never realized that it was Greg Berger at the time, you know? Like, everyone knows it's Grimlock, you know, he's Grimlock, but he's also Skyfire, right? So, you know, these guys did a lot of different voices, but as far as the episode goes, there were some, you know, you watch it and you see some campy, you know, fun little 80s cartoon, you know, things that are kind of dumb, right? I think Skyfire's insignia, the Decepticon one, changes from purple to red at one point.
A few points.
Yeah. So, I mean, that kind of thing. Coloring mistakes are something that was extremely common in 80s cartoons, especially Transformers and G.I. Joe. I think noticing it here while we were kind of just going over it again, Spike and Spark Plug's hats were just their helmets colored brown with little ear flaps on them, right? So, you know, they really didn't do any kind of real work to kind of give them something new. They gave them a coat and they gave them ear flaps on their hard hats, which was kind of silly, but, you know, that's just the way it was.
Yeah, there were some audio mistakes too, where like Ratchet was repairing Skyfire and someone else's voice was talking and it was like coming out of Ratchet. And then Ratchet responded to the person.
Oh.
That was something that just like stood out to me. But, you know, what are you going to
do? Yeah. No, it's a, but it's a fun episode. I recall it fondly. And, yeah, I'm glad that your son really liked it. It's, you know, being able to watch the show again through a child's eyes is pretty special. You, you get jaded as an adult and you lose that innocence. So being able to sit there and watch the show again as a kid or with a kid is just fantastic.
Yeah. So, I guess that is it. Let us know what you thought of the episode. Like we said, if you don't have it like on DVD, you can go to the Tubi TV site and watch it. And yeah. Also let us know what you'd like us to review in these off weeks where there's no comics. You know, we've done a Beast Wars episode, Beast Wars Neo. In the past, we've done classic comics. You know, there's so much stuff that we can review. Just let us know what you want us to do. We're open to trying a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So that is it for the review.
All right. Well, then let's move on to media news. All right, in media news this week, did you know that it's the last month to download the Transformers Robots in Disguise mobile game? I didn't. But if you've been waiting this long to download it, get on it, because it's not going to be available after June. So So this is the that again is the Robots in Disguise 2015 game.
Yeah, it's the one where you could like scan the codes on the figures.
Mm-hmm. Next up, we've got coverage of the 35th Bernstein Strategic Decisions Conference. That's exciting.
I liked it better when it was the Bernstein Strategic Conference.
Yeah. So Hasbro CEO Brian Goldner attended the conference in New York and said a few words about his company and had a lot of nice things to say about Transformers. I'm not going to read it all. It's quite lengthy, but you can read it.
They're very happy with Bumblebee.
They like Bumblebee. So expect 7 to 12 sequels to Bumblebee.
Yeah. But they also call out Earth Wars. They're very happy with Earth
really?
Wars.
Really? There you go. Yeah. Okay. Yes, and they also say something about Backflip Studios, mobile gaming studio in Boulder, Colorado. So.
Yeah, that's who makes the Earth
Wars.
Oh,
is it? Oh, okay. There you go.
They also call out Cyberverse Chapter 2. It's going to be called Power of the Spark.
Uh-oh.
It comes out this fall.
All right, then. As long as it comes out, I just don't want them to end it.
Yeah.
Cool. And lastly, the Peterson Automotive Museum exhibits Revenge of the Fallen Skids and Mudflap Ice Cream Truck and Bumblebee Volkswagen Beetle. So, this is the Peterson Museum, Automotive Museum, and they are in...
L.A.
Fantastic. So if you are in the L.A. area, you can go and see these vehicles, which were screen used for the movie. And so you've got the Skids and Mudflap ice cream truck, which is just hilarious, you know. Whether the characters, you enjoyed the characters or not, it doesn't matter. This vehicle is just hilarious. And then they've got the Bumblebee... Volkswagen Beetle, which is from the Bumblebee movie. So there you go.
It looks like the tickets are, let's see. You can get into the museum for $16. I don't know if this is part of that or if you buy something else, but they also have other classic cars like, Kit, Batmobiles, stuff like that.
Cool.
So screen used DeLorean.
Ooh,
that it looks like a really cool museum. If I were in LA, I'd be checking it out.
Right on. And that's it for media news. So let's move on to convention news.
All right. Just a couple things here. TFCon has announced that Aaron Archer is going to be attending TFCon Toronto 2019. He is the former Hasbro designer and head of Transformers at Hasbro for a while, and now he's like on his own. You've seen him in the Toys That Made Us documentary. Yeah, he always has great panels. I don't know if they didn't announce if they're going to be doing a workshop with him like they did a few years ago.
Yeah, no, nothing like that yet.
But if they do offer that, I really suggest you do it. It was on creating a fictional universe, and it was a very limited number of spots in it. And I did it a few years ago, and it was really cool.
Mm-hmm. And you've been very successful. You get to see after that. You've created many fictional universes.
Tons. But it was really cool. You got to see a lot of stuff that he doesn't really show publicly. You know, it's like no cameras allowed type stuff.
He took his pants off.
We don't talk about that.
Right. No cameras.
Right. Over in the UK, TF Nation has announced that they are going to have the Transformers Car Hire Team return to their show. This group has a collection of replica vehicles from the Paramount live-action movies. So these are not screen-used. These are replicas. But they are really cool replicas from the entire live action series. And
I hope they're cool.
Yeah.
These are replica vehicles, but they're all really shitty.
Well, that's how they are in the movies. But you will have photo opportunities. And it does say that a small fee may be charged for up close and personal shots, which is par for the course for conventions. Mm-hmm. If you've ever been to a show that has had replica cars, but it's really cool. I mean, they're definitely going to have a yellow Volkswagen Beetle. I'm sure they're going to have some other nice cars, and yeah, this is something great. TFCon sometimes has a group like this, or, you know, I know I've seen, like, they've had an Optimus Prime or something.
Yeah, they've had a Prowl a few times, and they've had a Bumblebee, and Optimus Prime makes an appearance every now and then.
Yeah, so it's cool that this is going to be at TF Nation. So that is it for convention news.
Right on. Well, that's going to bring us to the end of the show. No feedback this week, but if you wanted to leave some feedback, you can definitely do so at transmissionspodcast.com/feedback, where there's lots of places that you can do it. You can email us. You can find us all on Twitter. You can use our really cool little widget there to leave an audio a piece of audio feedback that we will almost definitely play on the show. So mm-hmm. do that. I don't know what else gets said. So,
Yoshi covers it all.
He does. So I'm just going to shut up now, but, thanks for listening. And, we will all talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
Welcome to Transmissions. No, I'll figure it out. All right. Channeling Charles. Welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, the podcast that ensures whenever it's involved in a desert spheroid project. Oh, well, I got to try that again. That's a tough couple words right there.
You wrote it.
I know I did. Welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, the podcast that ensures whenever it's involved in a desert fierce... Fuck! Welcome
desert
to...
Desert spirit.
Yeah. Sorry.